Hello, lovelies.
This is 5-Minute Manifesting, and I'm your host, Lovey Brown. Thank you so much for listening. I am thrilled that you're here. And today, I want to talk to you about a technique that I call active revising. Now, the basis of this technique is Neville Goddard's revision technique. Now, revision, if you are unfamiliar with it, is where you take an event or a memory from the past that did not go the way that you wanted, that didn't go the way that you really hoped or wished it would have gone, and you change it to something that you prefer, to your preference, whatever that would have been in the past. So for an example of this is if you have a really painful breakup or a breakup of some kind with your ex and you want to get back with that ex, and that's what you're manifesting is getting back with your ex, your specific person, and you change the memory of that breakup to something that you would have preferred. So say them planning a really romantic date or something like that. So you take that conversation and you change it to this preferred memory. Now, Neville Goddard talks about doing revision daily. So as you're falling asleep, changing just any event over the course of your day that did not go the way you wanted it to, just changing it. So there's another way you can do this that Neville Goddard talks about that he doesn't use the term active revising, that's what I'm gonna call it. And it's changing conversations as you're having them. So while you're in a conversation with someone and they're telling you something that you don't wanna hear, something that you don't prefer, in the 3D reality, you're just gonna accept what they're saying. You're gonna participate in that conversation the way that a person would who's confident and calm and feels good about how this conversation is going, or you're going to react however you would react, but you're going to participate in it as if you understand what they are saying. But in your mind, you're going to change their words to what you prefer them to say. So I'm going to say that again. You're going to change what they're telling you to what you prefer that they would say. So let's say you're having a conversation with your specific person and it is not going the way that you prefer. They are telling you that they only want to be friends. That friendship is all that there is for the two of you. They're not interested in a romantic relationship with you. And that's just what they want. So, like, you know, when you're participating with somebody and you're in a relationship, a friendship or whatever, you're having a conversation with them, you're going to accept what they say and you're going to treat them like that's what it is. Like, okay, you're not going to pressure them. You're not going to send them a million text messages. You're not going to beg. You're just going to accept it and be like, okay, friends it is. And you're going to treat them like a friend. And in your head, though, while they're telling you this, while they're saying they only want to be friends, you're going to change that to whatever it is that you want to hear. I think I'm falling in love with you. I would really like to give a romantic relationship a chance with you. Whatever thing you would long to hear from them, that's what you're going to hear in your imagination. And you're going to do this technique anytime you want to, anytime you're in a conversation. So let's do a not specific person example. Let's say you are asking your boss for a raise. And you go to your boss and you ask your boss for a raise and your boss says something like, you know, it's just really not in the budget right now. I would love to give you a raise, but we just don't have the money. Or, no, I mean, you're not getting a raise. You accept that no. You say, okay, no, I understand. Thank you for your time. You know, we can revisit this later or whatever. And that in your head, though, in your imagination, remember, imagination creates reality. That's what Neville Goddard says. You're going to change what your boss is saying to, absolutely. A 5% raise sounds great. You should see that on your next check. Or you've been doing an amazing job. 9% raise sounds perfect. You're going to change what they're saying, the no, you're not getting a raise, we don't have the money, to, yeah, you know, the budget's really healthy and we can absolutely afford to give you this raise. That's what's going to be in your imagination. And you're going to just revisit that conversation. You're going to ruminate. If you have a habit of ruminating like I do, you need to make sure that you're ruminating, you're changing your ruminations on things that are positive, things that make you feel good. So ruminate on, you know, hearing the answers that you want to hear in your imagination. So thank you so much for listening, and may you manifest exactly what you want.